from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Better. Yeah, they're as good or better than, you know, the toughest road environments that Texas was playing in as a member of the Big 12, because they never went to Norman. That game was always on a neutral. So, I mean, it's going to be a whole new world for the Longhorns. I'm not totally convinced that they're 100% ready for it.
No, it's interesting you mentioned that, because my college roommate, he's a big Georgia fan, and our junior year, Georgia was playing at Oklahoma State, and Georgia was getting like all these questions about, are you ready for the noise of T. Boone Pickens Stadium? Like, we played at Neyland, and there was 105,000 people. We're going to be, yeah, we're used to noise. Like, we can deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, it's interesting, arguably the toughest game on Texas's schedule from a road perspective.
At Michigan?
Yeah, like that one's kind of overlooked. Like, they got to go to Ann Arbor in the second game of the season. And, like, I am not convinced at this point that Michigan's going to have a great offense, but I'm a pretty firm believer that their defense is going to be pretty salty. So that's going to be a huge test, a potential early derailment there for the Texas title hopes. I mean, obviously you can withstand a loss, especially in the 12-team era, but you know, that one's kind of just sneakily sitting there on Texas's schedule.
All right, I said I had a Memphis, Tennessee question for you. It's a toss-up. I'm not going to tell you the number. I'll tell you the number afterwards. But you just have to straight up gut take. If I say you'd rather bet on Tennessee to make the playoff, or you'd rather bet on Memphis to make the playoff, who would you take?
I'd put Tennessee, because you have more room for error. You could maybe even lose 3 games if you're Tennessee and still get in. Memphis won't have that much margin for error.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the odds are the same. I think Tennessee's like +140, and then Memphis right now over at ESPN Bet is +800. I was a little surprised. They only have the 3rd best odds for G5 teams. And
so they're behind Boise and Liberty?
They are indeed. The problem is, when you start to game it out, I just really think Liberty's going to have to be undefeated, and I think everyone else is going to have to at least have 2 losses. Like, I just think it's going to get held against them. I know they're not supposed to, but what we saw last year is going to get held against them. And then, to me, it's like when you start to look at Boise's schedule, it's a pretty tough schedule, man. Like, you know, not only do you have Oregon week 2, they have like a weird starting the season at Georgia Southern, and you know it's going to be like 105 degrees there. And then they also have to play both Oregon State, Washington State. I think they get UNLV. Like, they basically get like the top of the league teams. It's a fairly daunting schedule. And it's like, for Memphis, it's like, okay, yeah, you got these 3 games on the road, but like, you're going to be favored probably in all 3 of them.
You know, the other thing that differentiates Boise State and Memphis to me, in Memphis's favor, is just the proven commodity at quarterback.
Well, and furthermore, like, I know he did a good job, and it's still going to be essentially a first-year head coach.
No doubt. And everybody assumes that Malachi Nelson, a former 5-star quarterback, is going to light it up. at Boise State, but that is merely an assumption. There is nothing to back that up. I mean, he threw one pass last year at USC, and so, yeah, he had five stars next to his name as a prospect. But I will take the 12,000 yards of collegiate production that we've got from Seth Hennigan at this point. I will take that over the five-star prospect who's thrown one pass. That's a pretty big differentiating factor in my mind if you're looking for a reason to pick Memphis over Boise.
All right. Well, next time I'll talk to you, we will both have played the video game.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm like a kid. Like, I mean, this is like December the 19th, and we're 6 days away from Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game. I remember buying it like at midnight some years. Like, you'd go to like Walmart and go and get it because Walmart was open 24 hours, and you'd be like, waiting for them to like cut the box open. Like, I remember that.
And I miss that, like, because now I don't know how video games work, and so I'm downloading it, and I'm like, do I have to, like, am I going to be able to download it at midnight? Like, how does that work? I don't even know.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, man. Thanks.
That is David Cobb, of course, of CBS Sports. Right now, over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, our friends are having the summer of 1,000 engagements. That means you can get 40% off all engagement rings, and also you can get a free summer vacation with every purchase of $24.95 or more. If you spend $24.95 or more, you can get a three-night hotel stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, and Las Vegas. You spend $49.95 or more, get a $500 airfare credit and a three-night stay at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, or select Caribbean islands. Spend $79.95 or more, get a four-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit. Or you can get a $500 airfare credit plus a three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas, as well as a $200 Visa gift card. It's the best place to get an engagement ring. It's where I got my wife's engagement ring. I cannot stress enough how easy and how just comfortable the entire process was. You can even go in there with something as simple as a picture idea and walk away with a custom engagement ring. They also have hundreds of ready-to-wear engagement rings available as well. You can also ask now and pay later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay with a low APR. There's five locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We come back, we get into the list. The University of Memphis has announced an additional basketball game. We'll tell you about that and more when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Tiger basketball.
You just made the list!
Yeah, according to Parth Padhyay over at the Daily Memphian, Memphis basketball is adding more regional flavor to its 24-25 non-conference schedule. The Tigers will host Arkansas State on FedEx Forum, I should say at FedEx Forum, on December the 8th, according to an announcement posted to the Red Wolves X account Wednesday afternoon. For only the third time in 14 years, the Red Wolves will face the Memphis Tigers on December 8th. At FedEx Forum. Memphis leads the all-time series 13-4. The two teams last met at FedEx Forum back on December of 2020 when Memphis picked up an 83-54 win. John, I'm just in favor of get more regional games. As we're starting to see regional rivalries just die by the day, just play more regional games. I think they're more fun.
They are. It'll give a lot of the Arkansas State fans a chance to come over here and check out a game if they're so inclined. And a little bit more regional flavor too with that announcement. Jeffrey, incoming freshman at Arkansas State, is a former MUS Owl like yourself.
Oh yeah,
former Bartlett Panther, Arshon King, a player I really really like. A 6'6", interior player, a bruiser, very hard nosed, got a knack for rebounding and scoring inside. Tough kid, really, really good kid. So he's on that Arkansas State. So I'm sure Arshon will have lots of fans in attendance as well. So yeah, it's fun. I'd rather see, Memphis play an Arkansas State than an Indiana,
yeah.
Maybe not Indiana.
I mean,
they're pretty good.
Unless it's an RPI builder, yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to go for the RPI builder and get in a, if you're going to go for the resume, not the resume builder, if you're going to go for the win builder and get you some W's on your schedule, it's better to do it against a regional opponent.
Parth also updates the 24-25 non-conference schedule for the Tigers as such. Mizzou at home on November the 4th. Mississippi State, a home game December the 21st. Ole Miss, a home game. The date is still to be determined. Virginia, it's a road game. Date still to be determined. Clemson, a road game. Date to be determined. UNLV, road game. Date TBD. They will play San Francisco at a neutral site, in air quotes. They're playing at the Chase Center, but it's in San Francisco. They're not playing at the University of San Francisco's home arena. I would say arena, but all West Coast Conference schools, they just have gyms. We don't have arenas. We have gyms. And, of course, Maui Invitational, November the 25th through the 27th. So the Tigers will now take on Arkansas State December the 8th at FedEx Forum. That announced today from the Arkansas State Twitter account. All right, let's go with Kawhi Leonard.
You just made the list!
So Kawhi Leonard will not play in the upcoming Paris Olympics for Team USA, according to Brian Windhorst. He has been replaced by Boston Celtics guard Derek White. In a statement released Wednesday, USA Basketball implied that Leonard's decision was influenced by the Clippers and Team USA officials after observing training camp in Las Vegas over the past few days. It would have been the first Olympic trip for Leonard, who missed 12 of the Clippers' final 14 games of the season with right knee inflammation. Clippers coach Ty Lue is on the Team USA coaching staff. Representatives from the Clippers, including team president Lawrence Frank, have attended practices at UNLV this week. Quote, Kawhi has been ramping up for the Olympics over the last several weeks. He's had a few strong practices in Las Vegas. He felt ready to compete, the USA Basketball statement read. However, he respects the USA Basketball and the Clippers determined it's in his best interest to spend what will be the remainder of the summer preparing for the upcoming season rather than participating in the Olympic Games. So a couple of things here. Number one, also Durant is out, but it seems like Durant's going to at least give it a go. The thing that I kind of find interesting is that Kawhi Leonard has this type of career that's tough to peg because he has peak value where, I mean, you could make the argument when he went to Toronto, won the title, he had a claim to best player in the world. And now injuries have greatly shaped the way that his career has gone. He said two-time finals winner, two-time finals MVP. He has three first-team All-NBAs, three second-team All-NBAs. He was a member of the 75th anniversary team. But it's also like one of these things where it depends like how you define it. Like when you talk about a career, like it seems like he's not going to have this argument of one of the best players of his generation. But it's like this weird reality of like there's a peak moment where it feels like he might have been the best player.
And that's a really good point, Jeffrey. I thought about the same thing coming in here. It's how do you evaluate a player like that? It's almost you know, you think about Mike Trout, for example, in baseball. I mean, you know, when he's out there, when he's playing, you know, probably the best player of the last 20 years, you know, overall, but he's never out there. And that, you know, so that's what makes it really tough to quantify what Kawhi Leonard's career is going to look like. I mean, at his best, he's the top player on a championship team. You know, he's got all the accolades. I mean, the 75th anniversary team, I'm kind of rolling my eyes on that one. But I mean, you know, he's there and that's fine. But, you know, just so much of his career is going to be marked by, you know, long stretches of inactivity and these injuries. And that just makes it tough. I mean, it's not even like a Sandy Koufax situation where, you know, it took Sandy Koufax quite a long time to get his career going. But then once he did, he was
dominant
for a 5-year stretch. And then he retired, you know, at the top of his at the height of his powers, essentially. It's tough to quantify those kind of careers. And I, ultimately, of course, Kawhi Leonard will be a Hall of Famer. I have no doubt about that. But, you know, but there's always going to be that what if and that kind of conversation about, you know, does he really deserve it?
It's almost like with his career arc, and I'm making the assumption, and again, maybe he's going to prove me wrong, but it just feels like his best basketball is behind him.
It is. I don't think he's going to turn into a 70-game-a-season guy at this stage of his career.
It's almost like he has a career more similar to, like, what we would see, like, with old big men, where, like, I mean, I was thinking, like, Bill Walton. Like, peak Bill Walton is one of the best players of all time.
No doubt.
But injuries obviously impact his entire story, and so the longevity's not there. It's just we're not used to seeing it with perimeter guys.
Yeah, and we're not used to seeing it impacting, you know, seemingly every season. You know, with Bill Walton, he ran into the injury issues with his foot, and he was never the same player, and he had to adjust. You know, he ended up coming off the bench with the Celtics in the early 80s, and, you know, he kind of reinvented himself as a contributor off the bench. With Kawhi Leonard, the hope and the expectation is, you know, when every season rolls around, is, you know, he's going to be out there. He's going to be the guy. He's going to, you know, lead our team to glory. But it's always something, Jeffrey, with him every year that kind of detracts from that. There doesn't seem to have been a change in mindset, I guess, either from him or for the team he's playing for. And I think maybe if you get that, then, you know, then it might help with evaluating his career a little bit.
It's interesting. If you go to Basketball Reference and you look at his career similarity scores, there's a decent amount of big men. Like Anthony Davis, career similarity, 88.6. Now, I want to be clear. I'd take Kawhi's career over AD's career. I mean, I think that, like, Blake Griffin's included. Like almost everyone that has below him, like, I would say I would much rather have his career. But it's just kind of this odd thing where it's like he had this short burst of perhaps being, like, the best player in the world. It didn't last very long. It's like we're used to seeing injuries impact careers, but it feels like it just doesn't it doesn't happen to like perimeter guys like him as much.
Exactly. And it's impacting the career. It's like trickle. You know, the injuries are trickling and they're impacting the career in a trickle as opposed to just
right.
you know, one big.
Right.
You know,
it wasn't just like the knee and he never recovered.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, or an Achilles
like
and he never.
Derrick Rose,
right.
for example. So, yeah, he's a great player. He can play on my team any day. But, you know, I would be reluctant to bring him onto my team because he's just rarely ever there these days, and it's unfortunate.
All right, it's that time of the year. Hot seat rankings.
You just made the list.
Yeah, Dennis Dodd has his 2024 hot seat rankings. And what I actually found interesting about the hot seat rankings, I think the number one guy's not really a surprise. It's Sam Pittman. And I don't believe most believe that Sam Pittman's going to make the year.
No, his seat is thermonuclear.
Correct.
At this point.
I mean, it basically really felt like Arkansas made the decision financially not to fire him so that if he takes the losses that are expected, his record makes it easier to fire him and cheaper to fire him. Number four, Billy Napier. I mean, I'm very fascinated to see how this goes with Florida this year because their schedule is so brutal and he's in this weird spot where they want to be committed to him, but they really, I think they kind of know the writing on the wall. You can tell me that team goes 6-6. They're a better football team, but like, what are they going to do at the end of the year? I mean, that's very fascinating to me.
Yeah, with Billy Napier and with Florida, it's interesting. You know, we talked yesterday about blue bloods and things of that nature, and jobs not being what they are. I mean, is that Florida job,
yes.
Jeffrey, what it used to be?
I mean, oh no,
it's not right.
Florida to me is one of those jobs that they're refusing to like accept the way that the modern game is going.
They've been surpassed by, you know, Georgia clearly. They've, you know, always been, Alabama's always been ahead of them. You can argue Tennessee is probably ahead of them at this point. I mean, it's not the job that it was 20 years ago, and I think that makes it a lot more difficult. But by the same token, I think they probably should have been better here recently than they have been.
The biggest problem that he has, I think it's twofold. Number one, when you saw Anthony Richardson go into the NFL and be as good as he was, now obviously injury shortened his season, but when you saw how good he was and then people realized, well, he went 6-7 with Anthony Richardson, like that doesn't work against him. And then the other thing that really works against him is like when you watch them play, they just don't look like a well-coached team. They have so many like alignment, procedure penalties. I just keep coming back to, I said it on the show at the time, so this isn't like revisionist history. I never understood when the world stopped for Billy Napier to make his decision. It was, you know, LSU's going after him, Florida, and he's got his choices. It just never made sense to me because we've seen the Lafayette job. He's not the only person that's won at Lafayette. And then I just watched enough of those Lafayette teams to like, all right, he's doing it with players, but it's not like I'm sitting there going like, this team, they've got it. Like, they're well coached and whatnot. Weirdly, like, I think one of his better attributes is I kind of think in-game he's a pretty good play caller, but now he's having to do the move that every coach does when he's under fire. Like, well, not going to be the primary play caller, going to focus on all the other things. But I just find this situation very fascinating because they still, when you look at the blue chip rating, they still have, I think, like 60% in the blue chip. So, like, they still have a good roster, but their schedule is just so brutal.
It is. And what are they going to do with that talent? I agree. I think he's certainly on the hot seat. And, you know, if I know a lot of Gator Nation is, you know, they've been calling for a change here for a while now. I know, I'm friends with a Gator fan in particular that is, you know, pretty much out on Billy Napier. He was extremely out on Graham Mertz, but
he's back.
I know it's going to be a long season for my buddy out there who I hope is listening. But it's a tough situation, you know, because of all the reasons you said, and because that the job is just not quite what it was anymore, and they seem to have, you know, lost ground in a tough conference.
Dave Aranda also at a four. Dennis Dodd writes, less than two seasons ago, Aranda was hot and Baylor was hotter. In his second season, Aranda won the Big 12 as the Bears won 12 games overall, including the Sugar Bowl. Since then, they are 9-16. Another sub-500 season probably won't be tolerated. That's no surprise. I think it was actually interesting. I think most people back in November believed the Baylor was firing Aranda, and then they end up just not doing it.
Did you see the Dave Aranda quote from Big 12 Media Day today?
I'm not.
The question was along the lines of, how have you guys been able to get such good players here lately? And Aranda said, "Well, we're paying them."
Yes, I mean it's that's how you roster up. Clark Lee at number four. Dodd writes, Lee has it all: class, experience, energy, leadership qualities. Little of it is translated onto the field. Part of his 9-27 record in three seasons is Vandy being Vandy. I want to be very clear. It's entirely Vandy being Vandy, and it's even gotten worse. You can fire Clark Lee. It doesn't matter. Like, Vandy has never been less competitive in my mind. Like, they just don't want to play this game.
They can't be competitive at this point, Jeffrey.
They could if they wanted to get involved, but they're refusing to do. Like, they just, it's insane to me.
Yeah, and is it fair for any Vanderbilt coach to be on the hot seat, honestly? I mean, okay, like you said, they fire Clark Lee, then who comes in?
Yeah, and good luck.
Better. They really have to. I agree. I think Vandy really has to figure out what they want to do with football, and do they still want to, do they want to stay in this, kind of halfway position where they're, in with the big boys, but they're not clearly.
Basically, they're getting a big boy check.
Yeah, exactly. So, get rid of Clark Lee, fine, but I mean, you're still going to be where you are and what you are.
Also included, Kalani Sitake. Did the Big 12 expose BYU, or was it 23 a dip in the Cougars' fortunes? The season will go a long way towards answering the question. BYU gave Sitake a contract extension in 2021 that runs through 2027. After a 29-9 run through the first three seasons, they've now went 5-7 their first year in the Big 12. Of course, they're the Big 12 this year without Texas and Oklahoma. Sonny Cumbie, that's another job. It's miserable. La Tech. the CUSA jobs, God bless them. Stan Drayton, our guy at Temple, another job that I would never want.
No.
Like, that job seems miserable. Mike New at Northern Illinois, that's been coming under fire. And then another job that used, once upon a time was a good job, not anymore. Will Hall at Southern Miss.
So we think Sam Pittman, likely done after this season. Billy Napier, it's not looking good for him. Clark Lee, how many SEC coaches? I mean, SEC schools
jobs.
How many jobs will be open after the season, you think, Jeffrey?
All right, let's see: Arkansas, Florida, Vandy. Although I don't know if we're calling it, there's always a surprise. Someone's always inevitably going to be disappointing. I'm going to say four.
Mississippi State, maybe. What do you think about
that? Nah, I think they're gonna try to ride it out with Levy. I don't think. I think the one and done was in the end. They turned to Arnett, thinking that this was the best chance for continuity, and then the entire roster left, and then he showed very quickly like that was a guy. I give Mississippi State credit. Sometimes schools will, when they know they've made a mistake, they're like, well, let's give him another year. Like, they pulled the plug immediately. Like, that was this is a bad move. We shouldn't have done this. And just pulling the plug. A couple others that were a little bit higher. Scott Satterfield feels like he's perpetually just going to live on the hot seat wherever he is. Mike Houston, he includes at ECU. That's like a weird spot, but that's also another really tough job. Those kind of seem to be the highlights in terms of, I mean, I think it's going to be fascinating. Like, Mario Cristobal, if they disappoint again, it's this weird situation in Miami where one guy is basically funding the entire thing, and it's one of Cristobal's best friends.
Cristobal's friends.
It's like, as long as they're good, I mean, what happens?
Yeah, Mario Cristobal could rightly claim that, if anything happens to him, the program is going to go
because they're
going to the dumper because of what you just said. And there's a lot of high expectations with Miami this year. Seemingly they've got things lined up to where they can be where they can have a spot in the playoff, and the fertile talent down there in South Florida and the money, like you said, that's coming into the program. I mean, Miami should be a lot better than they are, but I'm not convinced that Mario Cristobal is the guy to do it, but he may have to be because for reasons like we've just said.
Let's go with Jonte Porter.
You just made the list.
Yeah, former NBA player Jonte Porter on Wednesday pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a federal criminal case tied to the betting scandal that got him banned from the league earlier this year. The former Toronto Raptors center entered the plea at his arraignment in a New York federal court and was released and was set to be released on a bail of $250,000. His attorney had previously said that Porter was cooperating with authorities while being treated for gambling addiction. Court papers showed the case against Porter is related to an ongoing prosecution of four other men who have been arraigned on a charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, but has yet to enter any pleas. I still keep coming back to it. Like, I know everyone's, a lot of people in the media, they've just decided that, like, the gambling is, like, the number one thing. I want gambling to be legal because this is how you catch it. It's still always going to be there. And if you don't have as many eyeballs on it, you're not going to catch it.
There's the school of thought, Jeffrey, that the gambling industry monitors and regulates this stuff so closely to make sure that everything's on the up and up, and there's the illusion of fairness and all that when you're placing your bet, that any type of irregularity comes to the forefront pretty quickly, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean it usually takes like not even hours, like sometimes like minutes, like they will flag it and then it's moving on.
Yeah, I think my thing on the whole gambling and sports thing is you see this often on social media where a player, you know, a Mikal Bridges, for example, yeah, or a player with domestic violence in his background in the NFL, you know, they get suspended 6 games, 8 games, whatever.
Yeah, I think had one. I think it was the Steelers guy. I think he got 8.
Right,
yeah.
And it's always, you know, Joe Smith is a domestic abuser and he only gets 8 games, but, you know, guys that gamble get banned for life. Well, you know, and to be clear, you know, domestic violence is awful, horrible, tragic, and anything else you want to say. You're not a man if you beat a woman, but that doesn't affect the integrity of what's going on the field, and that doesn't affect the billions of dollars coming in. And that's why gambling has to be, you know, just monitored so strictly, and why there has to be a zero tolerance for anything like Jonte Porter or the NFL guy that was banned for the year, whose name is now escaping me.
Let's see. We had Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley, he's back. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, I don't know. Like, I've noticed that has been a big push amongst a lot of journalists, is they've just decided they hate gambling. And I think also it's self-serving. I think they don't like that. You know, this has become a part of the culture because they don't like it.
It could be. I mean, in a way, it kind of diminishes the role of the traditional sports reporter because it puts emphasis on, you know, things that they don't do well. You know, but things that are important from a gambling perspective.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, John Varlas has got a story up over at the DM about a cool opportunity to see some elite Olympians. We'll talk about that and more when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know you can listen to all your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN shows anytime with the free Odyssey app featuring Rewind?
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Miss the Gabe Kuhn Show? Just rewind and listen whenever you want. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play 92.9 ESPN. And whammo, there we are.
NASCAR fans, enter to win a VIP trip for two to NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway and a chance at $1 million in the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Draw. Visit TNLottery.com for details.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds. Or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special.
Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP Full Synthetic Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no danger first wager. That's right. When you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
If the woman of your dreams has been searching online for the perfect engagement ring, she's figured out there's a few brand names that are worthy of consideration. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and she doesn't want a plain, ordinary cookie-cutter ring to wear the rest of her life. She wants a world-class designer ring, handcrafted by a true artisan that will hold value and stand the test of time. She's found Tacori, Viragio, Ajafi, Simon G, among other premium American-made designers. But when you try and find these exclusive rings, you quickly realize most stores don't offer them. They have knockoffs and lookalikes, kind of like those imitation bags and watches on the streets of New York City. But there is one jeweler where you can find the real deal, Genesis Diamonds. Genesis has been chosen by all the most sought-after designers. Genesis is your exclusive home for these iconic brand names that define excellence. Other stores can only dream of being able to offer these, but only Genesis has them. So be careful. Don't settle for anything less than the ring she is worthy of wearing. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I...
Over at DailyMemphian.com, John has got a story about the Ed Murphy Classic. It's not just a big-time track and field event. More importantly, John, on an Olympic year, we're going to be able to see some Olympians this week.
We will for sure in the pole vault competition in particular, Jeffrey, and what they do that's really cool with the Ed Murphy Classic in the pole vault is they do it on Beale Street. So they lay down a runway there on Beale Street. They set up a vault pit and you know all the contraptions and you know they. Excuse me, they just run down there on Beale Street and pole vault, and it's a really cool spectacle. I mean, I was there a couple of years ago the first time they did it. Lots of people into it, lots of people, you know, really interested in, you know, the atmosphere. On Beale Street, obviously, what you can expect, it's a little bit more rowdy than your average pole vault competition, and it's a lot of fun. And they've also, they're also going to have a mile run on on Saturday through Beale Street as well, a men's and women's mile, the Murphy Mile. So you'll have Saturday men's and women's pole vaulting on Beale Street and the Murphy Mile, and you'll get a chance to see some athletes who are actually on the 2024 Olympic team, like Sam Kendricks from Oxford, Mississippi, who I believe is the American record in the pole vault, holds the American record in the pole vault, Chris Nielsen, who's on the men's team, and also Bryn King, who's on the women's pole vault team headed to Paris. So you got that on Saturday. Friday over at the U of M South Campus, you'll have your running events, your sprints, and you know, some distance races too, the 800, the 1500, and then Thursday, everything gets going on Thursday at the South Campus with field events, long jump, triple jump, that kind of thing. There's youth events spread throughout as well, youth competition, some family-oriented things. It's a really great event, Jeffrey, and this thing has grown massively over the last 8 years when it was founded. It started, they held it at Christian Brothers the first year. You know, they just had
I was going to say, how did it go from, because like, I remember, I think the first year it started, I was like, wasn't this just like a thing over at Christian Brothers? And now it's like, it's an elite track and field
event. It is. It's just the work of the Murphy people, particularly the race director, Max Packett, who's a really good guy terrific advocate for track and field. They're just working hard. You know, there's lots of contacts Max has within the track world to bring these athletes in here. And it's not the highest level of meet, you know, like the Diamond League and stuff like that, but it's right below that. So for the people that are competing in this, you know, it's a chance to really rack up some points and, you know, some you know, to bolster your standing throughout the season, and of course that means more money. So yeah, it's a really cool event. It's really fascinating to have seen it grown over the past 8 years. I've covered it frequently. It's a lot of fun, and you know, the added spectacle, like I said, of the competition on Beale Street. I mean, that's just really cool, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably unique in the track world. I don't know that any of these other, you know, meets throughout the course of the season do anything quite like this. So there's that aspect to it as well. It's really fun, and I urge everybody to check it out. Go to edmurphyclassic.com. You get your ticket information and your complete list of participants. Johan Blake from Jamaica, who's you know, he's a little bit past his prime right now, but he's, you know, one of the very fastest men in history in the 100-meter dash. You know, Olympic medalist, world champion. He'll be here participating in the 100. You know, lots of other recognizable names for track people. It's really cool, and it's really, really one of the good things that this city does sports wise, but also one of the you know, kind of unknown and underappreciated and undervalued things that the city does sports-wise as well.
Tickets are available for $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Children under the age of 10 are admitted for free. There's also VIP packages, again, at edmurphyclassic.com. Okay, John, I don't know if you saw this story, but we have apparently a scandal from the hot dog eating contest last week, beyond just the obvious of Joey Chestnut wasn't there.
And you talk about you talk about a tainted championship.
Yes, I know. I mean, that's the asterisk of asterisk. Although I guess Kobayashi would have said, well, when he started winning without me there, that's the asterisk of asterisk. But nonetheless, we tell our story.
Yeah, do tell. What's going on there?
So this is from the New York Post. The competitive eating world has been rocked by hard to swallow claims that a contender in this year's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest cheated to beef up his score. Nick Wary, husband of the women's division champion Mickey Sudo, is being accused of using a sleight of hand trick during the 4th of July contest in order to inflate his tally of eaten hot dogs and falsely place himself among the sport's elite contenders, according to two sources closely involved in the competition. 100% he cheated, a source told the New York Post.
they had to source this.
Correct. On the day, I also like this source being anonymous, like, hey, I'd be afraid for my life.
It's a regular deep throat there, Jeffrey.
Exactly, literally. On the day of the competition, Weary's score was a respectable 46.75 hot dogs. I also don't like this. You either ate the hot dog or you didn't.
Yeah,
like, you know, like if you didn't finish, it didn't count.
Yeah, you
like,
don't eat three.
This idea that we're now like we're adding like three quarters of a dog. He had a respectable 46.75 hot dogs when they called it at Coney Island. Good enough for a fourth place finish, according to the footage and reports, including by the Post and ESPN. But that figure later jumped to 51.75. So they added five dogs on the Major League Eating Results website, allegedly giving him credit for five full wieners more than he was actually served during the competition, the sources said. Weary has been accused of, quote, stealing plates from other competitors' stacks and putting them on his own, to raise his score above 50. So if you've seen the video, essentially what he's doing is, like, he does, like, that move that they all do when they eat the dogs, where you're scarfing it down and kind of jiggling, and he's moving, like, empty plates over to his. So I guess each plate had five dogs on it. So in the end, when they count, like, they're counting based on the plates.
Based on the plates. Well, first, can I just give credit to whoever wrote that article?
Yes.
And the fascinating bit of wordplay there in the league. I mean, the lead.
It's such good work that we have two names on the byline. Anita Bowl, and Chris Nessie.
Well, certainly a Pulitzer Prize is coming for that.
Whoever the wordsmith is, though, that's...
Great work there. I'm jealous. But, I'm troubled by this, Jeffrey.
It gets even worse.
Oh, my gosh.
One source suggested that Weary asked for a recount after the initial judges' tallying took place, concerned his true total wouldn't cut the mustard in the highly competitive field of contenders. I can only assume he demanded a recount after stealing the plates, the source said.
It just goes to show what happens. You lose Joey Chestnut, and the whole competition is just gone to you-know-where in a handbasket.
Well, it almost makes you wonder. It's like, do they realize... Like, I always think that these types of organizations think, like, we're bigger than the star. Like, we'll build a new star. We'll find a new star. I think they realize very quickly they're not above this star. Like, I don't feel like people have paid less attention to the hot dog eating contest. The only way they paid attention was the fact that Joey Chestnut wasn't there.
There's got to be a lifetime ban for this guy, right? What do you think is an appropriate punishment? I don't think we can stand for this type of thing. I mean, he's besmirching the good name of competitive eating, for goodness sakes.
I almost, because it doesn't seem like he's ever going to win. Like, to me, there's a big difference between being fourth and being first. Like, when you see it at that level, I almost like want to... I feel like eating that many hot dogs is punishment. So, like, just make him keep... Maybe now it's like he just has to keep doing only the hot dog eating contest.
Well, it's punishment to watch that thing, I tell you. Are you a hot dog eating guy, Jeffrey? Or a watcher?
So, I mean, I was with Joey Chestnut. Actually, funny that you mentioned it. I was playing golf on the 4th of July, and one of the guys in my golf group, when we went into the turn to go get something to drink... He went to the person behind the counter and said, I've kind of got an odd request. And I was like, kind of like perked my ear up. I was like, okay, where's this going? At 11:15, the hot dog eating contest is going to be out there. Could they send the cart girl out to send me a hot dog at 11:15? He's like, I want to have a hot dog during the hot dog eating contest. And at first I was like, that's not an odd request. That's an awesome request. And I was like, afterwards, like, can you send two? Because I'll take one too. So we ate a hot dog right at 11:15. I regret nothing.
Well, that's pretty cool, I guess. I mean, you know, pay your own little mini tribute there to the.
It was really to Joey. I did it in remembrance of him.
Yeah, pour one out for Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, no, this is bad, Jeffrey. I'm frankly rocked by this news. I mean, I you know, the Joey Chestnut, the schism between Joey Chestnut and the governing body was bad enough. I don't know if this news is tough to swallow now.
I mean, there's no question.
I'm getting into the groove. It's tough to swallow.
I will say this, not that I've ever been one to judge a book by its cover, except I always do. That guy cheated. I don't even need to see the film. Like, I just know that guy. Like, you look at that guy, like, that guy's a cheater.
What does he look like?
He looks pretty roided up to me. When you see that kind of veins, roided up, and then he's got, like, the kind of shaved-in mohawk. He's trying to do red, white, and blue. He's got all the tells of, like, oh, look how American I am. No one will ever catch me.
In true New York Post Post fashion
buns of steel
for the people that can't see. The headline is Buns of Steel, STAL. So the New York Post doing what it does, and
no
and,
one better at it.
Oh man,
they invented the game.
I agree with you. That guy looks.
Yeah, you see that guy. You're like, oh yeah, that guy cheated.
Very sketchy.
Yeah.
And why would you need steroids to be a competitive eater?
I guess you just want to look good, feel good, play good.
Well,
or also maybe can you eat more on them? Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I
would imagine that sport's probably low key very dirty.
Really? Well, trust me, as a guy who's eaten a lot of food in his day, I understand, you know, where they're coming from, but I've never felt the need to inject anything into my body
into the veins
to eat a little more.
All right, when we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Los Angeles Lakers select Dalton Knecht.
To think that the Grizzlies didn't take Dalton Knecht because he's a Tennessee Volunteer, and that they should have picked him because he's a Tennessee Volunteer.
It's a betrayal of the state of Tennessee.
What kind of nonsense is that? And also, can I ask this question? And I want to be open and honest about this. And okay. You probably know better than me.
All right.
How many people from Knoxville are Grizzlies fans? How many Tennessee
people
fans
who are from Memphis
are Grizzlies fans? The ones that are in Memphis.
There's
in
definitely
Knoxville?
Some. There's definitely
sure.
Some. It's just,
but it's not like this massive fan base that you're waiting to unlock by taking Dalton.
No professional sport should be catering to a college team within their state.
No,
it is crazy to think about it. They freaked out when Will Levis got taken by the Titans. You cannot cater to a college team.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool's been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
All right, John, for today's Tell Your Story, I got to go to my boy Rory McIlroy. He's speaking today for the first time since skipping out on the U.S. Open presser afterwards. But this is what he had to say about the putt on 16, the first miss, not the last miss. So the first miss, which I would also argue, set up the last miss. So I was playing it. Let's see. No, I'm sorry. Probably started it straight, maybe a touch left of center, and then the green grabbed it and it caught the left edge. Wasn't a terrible putt, but I definitely felt a little bit of uneasiness before I hit it. He yanked the absolute crap out of it. Like, you could watch him yank it. Like, it was just an absolute dead pull. But no, started it straight and then the green just grabbed it. Yes, because that's what happens on 2.5 footers. But nonetheless, we don't tell these stories. We tell our story, especially when it's our boy. I want to thank David Cobb for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for John, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Zach Edey.
Wow.
From Toronto.
All right. Wow.
Purdue University.
I'm watching the draft video of Zach Edey when he gets the call, by the way. It's awesome. The cake literally says, "You've come a long way, baby." And he's getting the call, and he's telling his mom it's Memphis. And she's, like, loving it. And he's excited. And his mom looks genuinely happy. Like, I mean, she's like, "Yo, let's go to Memphis."
You're at the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 Memphis. 92.9 FM. ESPN. The only place in Memphis for the Jeff Coffin Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM. ESPN. Memphis' sports station.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Zach Edey.
Wow.
Toronto.
All right. Wow.
Purdue University.
Think about how if it doesn't work out for the Grizz and Dalton Connect questions it for the Lakers, just think about how much you can enjoy the smugness of saying that you were right.
It is going to, I'll say this, it's going to be a problem the other way, though. If Dalton Connect is lighting it up for the Lakers, it's going to be a problem. And it's worse that he's with the Lakers. Like, that is going to be a problem for Zach Kleinman and that front office. So,
You can get ready for all the I told you so's and I told you so's and arms.
100%.
So those people can look forward to that low-hanging fruit.
On the Odyssey app, Memphis' sports station. Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hattie B's is kicking off their summer by saying cheese. They're rolling out 3 new cheesy menu additions, including American cheese slices, drinking buddy beer cheese, and pimento cheese. Pair any Hattie B's sandwich, hot or not, with house-made bacon-laced pimento cheese and the ultimate cheesy dunk for crinkle-cut fries, tots, and tenders. Or try the delicious dip made with aged cheddar and drinking buddy golden ale. Say cheese at Hattie B's, 596 Cooper, HattieB.com, and download the Hattie B's app to stack rewards.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.